I was in Beijing, China, during the military crackdown on the democracy movement in Tiananmen Square on the 4th of June, 1989. And I had banged on the door of the chief of correspondence. I was stationed in Washington at that time. I'd previously been the reporter based in Beijing. And I thought, I had a great urgency in my heart. I thought, I've got to be there. I know what's going to happen. The Chinese military is going to crush this rebellion brutally, and I want to see it. And other reporters who had been based in Beijing said, oh, no, it's not going to happen. The government is going to negotiate peacefully with the students. They'll leave the square and so on. I said, no, you don't understand. You don't know what this regime is all about. You don't know anything about Deng Xiaoping, the leader of China, who indeed had started a very positive reform program, but he was still a communist. He still understood the realities of political power, and he wasn't going to let that slip out of his hands. And I arrived on the morning of the 4th of June, 1989, and the shooting began at 10 o'clock that night. And I emailed, I think it was Telex in those days. I telexed the editor saying, it's going to happen. It's going to start tonight. And of course, it did. And then, as though that wasn't enough, I had an opportunity to be in Russia, in Moscow, when Boris Yeltsin was elected the president of the Russian Federation, the first freely elected Russian president in the history of Russia. And I managed to get on his campaign plane, which was an interesting experience. Now, why? Why did I have all these incredible opportunities? I don't think it was because, well, I knew then already it was not because God had called me to be a journalist, because I felt he had not called me to be a journalist. But he had called me to speak out what was happening in a really deep level way in different parts of the world. And fortunately, I was able to do that. And I remember walking around Beijing.